Welcome back to another Daily Walk. And today we want to talk a little bit about the new boogeyman in the room, and that being Christian nationalism, as this has been a big trend which has pushed on down the road. But this is also a topic where, even before that term was coined, I had some commentary on it, and I think it's one of those things that I've changed my position on a little bit over the years, and I want to explain the change in position and things like that. So a little bit more of a rambly one. I didn't bring my little notebook with me. I just had some general thoughts. Because first and foremost, Christian nationalism is the current boogeyman which is being used in an attempt to cancel anybody that certain political parties, i.e. mostly the left, is seeking to cancel people on because they disagree with one premise. So just call them some evil name, and then now all you need to do is spend as much propaganda as possible of bashing that particular evil word, and then you just label everybody as such. In fact, it's so much so I was even accused of being a Christian nationalist by the unhinged woke leftist who attempted miserably to cancel me, which was quite funny. If you go back and watch some of those series from a few months ago, we got a lot of good content out of that. But, he's like, he's a Christian nationalist. So let's define what that generally means. And again, it's one of these made up terms that has a constant shifting definition, which basically means the person who is evil that must be ended. But roughly the idea of Christian nationalism would be a person that wants to have a society governed under the laws of Christianity. That is what it is. Now, curiously, if the guy actually watched any of my content, you would know I've had a long standing history of saying we shouldn't be involved that heavily in politics at all. And in other words, I had, on dozens of videos, I had criticized, for example, Jim Dobson was the old one, Focus on the Family, because a lot of what he was trying to do was changing policy to push United States policy more towards Christian ideology. And you have to understand why that happened. Well, he was doing an internship just out of graduate school, and he saw the proliferation of pornography and how bad that was for the soul of people. And it is still a big problem today. Now, I'm trying to ban it from the internet on this. It's a foolhardy thing. But the point is that he created his organization, Focus on the Family, as sort of a Christian lobby group to raise awareness of these things and to push people more towards the direction of obeying the scriptures. And that really is what the command is in Christianity, is our task is not to get our world to follow the quote-unquote Christian law. The task of the Christian is actually to introduce people to Jesus Christ. God did not come to make bad people good. He came to make dead people live. And that is the purview of Christianity. It is to spread the gospel. So in a lot of my past discussions, I had a lot to say we shouldn't really be involved at all. Let's just preach the gospel. Now, where I've shifted on that a little bit is I think that Christians should be involved in politics because we should be involved in every element of the world. And if a Christian can help pass a law or two which moves people in a more sane, more rational, and more God-honoring way for the general society, we haven't saved a single soul. But what we have done is we have made society a little bit better. I think that this is probably what Paul is getting at in 1 Corinthians, where he talks about you have an unbelieving couple and one of them becomes a Christian, the one who becomes a Christian should not seek to separate from the non-Christian. It says, and the text says, because the unbeliever will be sanctified by the believer in the relationship. I think that's the same thing, is if we as Christians get involved in the political sphere, we can change things and introduce laws which are more in alignment with the way God would have us live. Because there is an element, I'm not a heretic, I promise you, there is an element where the word faith guys have something right to suggest that yes, there are indeed some, in some ways, spiritual laws that in general, if you tend to do things which are more honoring God, in general, more blessing will flow. Okay. Okay, not going any further down that heretical path than that, but that is a true sentiment, a true element. As I was having a discussion with somebody yesterday, you know, when we are obeying God, he will bless the fruit of our labors. He doesn't bless us in the midst of that, as my friend pointed out. He blesses the fruit of our labor. And that is what the principle is. So as Christians get involved in the political sphere and help raise awareness and pass different laws, as long as society is agreeing to live by these laws, we are doing a good thing. Now, if we get to the point where we are attempting to force, and this is where Christian nationalism would come in, which almost nobody I've ever seen being accused of Christian nationalism is actually a Christian nationalist. The ideology behind Christian nationalism is that a person would want every element of society to be guided by what the Bible says. Well, here's the problem. Look at churches in America. There are many churches I disagree with on many of their interpretations of Scripture that I do not consider heretical. For example, the Presbyterian Church. I do not agree particularly with covenantal baptism nor the church model of ecclesiology that the Presbyterian Church believes in. They have somehow found that in Scripture. I have looked at their same verses. I have attempted to understand it. I just don't see that view in Scripture. But I do not see anybody necessarily in the Presbytery, the Presbytery as a whole, as heretical. I don't have a problem with it. In fact, some of the best churches I have attended on my journeys across the country have been Presbyterian churches. But I do disagree with how they manage their church membership. And so, the problem is that there's a lot of different ideas about what Scripture is. We cannot come up with a single instance by which we can sit down and say, look, this is exactly what we need to do to be a Christian society. So with that, Christian nationalism is not something we should be looking at. It is not an element of positive direction. What the task of the Christian is, yes, we should guide the governing principles of society if we can, but our primary goal is not that. Our primary goal is to preach the gospel and to get individual people to be obedient with the word of God as best we possibly can. Hopefully that has clarified some ideas and shed light on this new boogeyman term that is being thrown around. So, thrown a wound. What am I? I'll get that wesky wabbit. All right. Anyway, so those terms are thrown around. So with that though, guys, thanks for watching. Of course, subscribe to the channel if you've not already done so. Hit that like button, hit a comment, and hey, spread these videos around because this is the content YouTube is highly suppressing. Of course, you can get these also on Rumble, Odyssey, and BitChute. And so there are never many different ways. And of course, this Tuesday show is also on a podcast form. So check wherever you get your podcasts. And we are probably there as well. Thank you guys for watching. And I hope that you enjoy your daily walk in our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out ourwalkinchrist.com/support. Or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's TOMM. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is ourwalkinchrist.com.